Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antyalila, Chapter 11, The Passing of Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas are speaking, and the Lord said to Haridas, "Now therefore, because you are older, please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna mantra." Mahamantra. And Haridas Thakur replied, "Kindly hear my real plea. I was born in an inferior family and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest, the most condemned of men. I am unseeable and untouchable, but you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy, you have made me dance in so many ways. For example, I was offered the Shraddha Patra, which should have been offered to a first-class Brahmanas. I ate from it, although I was born in a family of meat eaters." Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his Anubhasya, quotes from the Vishnu Smriti in reference to the Shraddha Patra. And there's a Sanskrit verse, and here is... We'll just continue. "According to this verse, if one is born in a Brahmin's family but does not behave according to Brahminical standards, he should not be offered the Shraddha Patra, which is prasadam offered to the forefathers. Advaitacharya offered the Shraddha Patra to Haridas Thakur, not to a Brahmana who had been born in a Brahmana family. Although Haridas Thakur was born in a family of meat eaters, because he was an advanced devotee, he was shown more respect than a first-class Brahmana. Eka vansha hai, mora bahu dina hoite, lila samvaribe tumi, laya mora chite. I have had only one desire for a very long time, O Lord. I think that quite soon you will bring to close your pastimes within this material world. I wish that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. Ridaye Darimo Tomara Kamala Charan Nayane De Kino Tomara Tanda Vandan. I wish to catch your lotus feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. Jivaya Ucharimu Tomar Krishna Chaitanya Nama E Mata Mora Icha Chadimu Parana. With my tongue, I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. Mora e icha jadi tomara prasade hai, e nivedana mora kara daya maya. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire. E nitya deha mora paduka tava age e vansha siddhi mora tomate lage. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this. And he said, "My dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want." Kintu amareyi kitsusuka sabatomalai. Tomara yogyanahi labe atmare chadiya. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me behind. Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, "My Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy." My Lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is the loss to the material world? Bhakata Vatsala Prabhu, Tumi Moi Bhaktavas, Avasya Porabe Prabhu Mora E Asha. My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I am just an imitation devotee. But nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. Because he had to perform his noon duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave. But it was settled that the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Haridas Thakur. After embracing him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left to perform his noon duties and went to the sea to take his bath. The next morning, after visiting the Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his devotees, went hastily to see Haridas Thakur. Haridasera age ashidila darshana Haridasa vandila prabodha arvaisava charana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, "My dear Haridas, what is the news?" Haridasa kahe, "Prabhu, ye kripa tomar." "My Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me," was the reply of Haridas Thakur. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began great congregational chanting in the courtyard. Vikesha Pandit was the chief dancer. Headed by Swarup Damodara Goswami, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas Thakur and began congregational chanting. In front of all the great devotees like Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur. As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more his happiness increased. After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him, and then he fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on the lotus face of the Lord, Nija Netra Dui Bringa Mukha Padma Dila. Swaridhyani Darila Prabhura Charana Sava Bhakta Pada Renu Mastaka Bhushana. He held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart and then took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sabda Balena Manabhara Prabhu Mukhe Madhuri Priya Netra Jaladhara. He began to chant the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again as he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord. Tears constantly glided down from his eyes. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sabda Kurite Uchana, Namera Sahita Prana, Koila Utkramana. While chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up the air of life and left his body. And seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like the passing of the, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma. Hare Krishna Sabde Sabhe Kore Kalaha Kahala Premanandi Mahaprabhu Hoila Vivala. There was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the holy names, Hari and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. Hari dasera tanu prabhu kole loila utana agane nachena prabhu prema vishtahai. The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap. Then he began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. We shall end here. Hare Krishna. And Krishna willing, we shall continue soon. Hare Krishna.